Video: high school wrestler says she was sexually penetrated by trans opponent during match. By Warner Todd Houston on February 10, 2026. A female high school wrestler is accusing a transgender opponent of trying to push his fingers into her vagina during an official wrestling match in Washington State. Callie Keeler, 16, a sophomore wrestler at Rogers High School in Puyallup, Washington, claims that the assault occurred during a December 6 girls wrestling match against Emerald Ridge High School. The teen says that when she was on the mat, face down, and her opponent, who is a male who identifies as female, was on top of her. Keeler says her opponent put his hand between her legs and then began trying to push his fingers into her vagina, Undivided host Brandi Cruz reported. Keeler told Cruz that nothing like that had ever happened in all the years Cruz had been on her school's wrestling team. "I was just kind of like, what? What the heck?" she exclaimed. "I didn't really know what to do or how to handle that situation. I just wanted the match to be over. Holy crap. A male pretending to be a female joined girls wrestling and beat up a girl and allegedly stuck his fingers in her vagina. Video shows his hand between her legs. The Puyallup School District in Washington then reportedly covered it up. This dude should be arrested. pic.twitter.com/8kiak9u6vl. Libs of TikTok, at libsoftiktik, February 10, 2026. Keeler says that she was completely unaware that her opponent was really a boy claiming to be a girl. And no one was alerted ahead of the match. "I didn't really know what to think of it," she added. "It's a women's wrestling team, so I wasn't really thinking that." The teen wrestler said she was shocked to learn that her opponent was a boy identifying as a girl, only minutes after the match. She also said she alerted her coach to what happened during the match, that the incident made her uncomfortable, and that the coach said she would look into it. Then, several days later, her parents emailed officials at her high school reiterating how disturbed they were over the incident. "This is a huge issue and something that is 100% not okay," Keeler's mother wrote in an email to the school. "The fact that this was done by a biological male who identifies as a female is an even bigger issue for me. Where do we go from here?" The Rogers High School wrestling coach eventually responded to the parents, insisting, "I most certainly would not put Callie on the mat if I thought she was competing with a male. I will investigate this and look to see if we have a video on our end. I will touch base with you either this afternoon or tomorrow morning after I do my due diligence. It isn't likely anything will come of any such investigation, though, because state law allows transgender individuals to compete in whatever category they wish with no restrictions whatever." Nothing was done by either of the schools about the assault allegations until January 9th. After podcaster Cruz contacted the school to ask what was being done about the incident. "This matter is currently under investigation," the district said in a statement on January 30. "As such, the district is legally required to protect the privacy of students and families and cannot share details regarding individual students or specific incidents. What we can say is that student safety is a top priority and that all reports involving student safety are taken seriously." The Pierce County Sheriff's Office also released a statement saying that an investigation has been initiated. According to reports, girls at Emerald High School have complained about the presence of two males who identify as females in the girls' locker rooms this year. School officials have done little to address the concerns. Last month, the U.S. Department of Education launched the probes into the Tacoma, Vancouver, Cheney, and Salton school districts in Washington state in response to complaints of transgender students in girls' changing facilities and bathrooms, according to the Washington State Standard. In the same week that the Supreme Court hears oral arguments on the future of Title IX, OCR is aggressively pursuing allegations of discrimination against women and girls by entities that reportedly allow males to compete in women's sports. Time and again, the Trump administration has made its position clear. Violations of women's rights, dignity, and fairness are unacceptable, Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights Kimberly Ritchie said in a statement. "We will leave no stone unturned in these investigations to uphold women's right to equal access in education programs, a fight that started over half a century ago and is far from finished." The DOED is also investigating schools in New York, Pennsylvania, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Hawaii, California, Vermont, and New York. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.